Season 1 of Soul Operator is based on gameplay of the solo TTRPG Welcome to the Habit Trails by A. Yoland and is distributed under an attribution, non-commercial, share-alike 4.0 international license. Like the game, this season will feature horror-typical themes as well as isolation, derealization, grief, and paranoia. For episode-specific trigger warnings, or to purchase the game for yourself, check out the description of the episode. Listener discretion is advised.
Episode 5. Strength.
Are you sure you have everything?
You want me to check? Again?
Humor me.
Fine. If you keep this up, I'm going to assume that you don't have any object permanence.
I have object permanence.
I'll believe it when I see it, partner.
Okay, you have been spending way too much time with the cowboy.
I have no idea what you mean. Now, the list.
Right. Flashlight?
Check.
Extra batteries?
Check.
Walkie?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Snack?
Check, and check. Seriously, Annie, we've gone over everything 4 times. I have it all.
I know. I'm sorry. I just get worried.
You don't need to be here.
That would make me feel worse, actually.
Then you just need to get comfortable with being my enabler. I'll be fine, Annie. I want to do this.
I know, and I understand why. I don't want you to get hurt. It isn't your responsibility to fix this. Sandra has been here for years now, and she's still here.
So I should just give up.
That's not what I'm saying.
Look, I don't want you to worry so much about me. I'm being safe, I promise. I want to be useful.
You are useful. You built the barricade.
I was supposed to build the barricade. I helped, at best. Nate was the one who ended up organizing everything. You know, you and Nate should form a support group. Sign up here if you've been personally affected by Tessa Whitlock's reckless abandon.
We want financial compensation.
Is my undying love not enough?
I'll tug on the rope once we're up to the next marker.
Right. Thanks. Channel 6.
Channel 6?
See you soon then, Captain.
Be careful.
Aren't I always?
Do you really want me to answer that?
No. Have you eaten?
I'll eat when you get back. And don't forget about the bear trap. Tess?
This is T1. Confirm identity. Over.
This is A1. Over.
Good to hear from you, A1. Nothing to report so far. How are we looking on Twine? Over.
Looking good. You still have a bit to go. What do you see, Tess? T1. Over.
Oh, the usual. I turned down a different offshoot this time, and it's like nothing has changed. This flashlight isn't great, I'll be honest. I can barely see more than 10 feet ahead of me, and it's quiet. I'm far away enough now that it's like our section of the community's been swallowed by the darkness. There's no hum of generators, just the sound of wind hissing between the houses. My footsteps on the pavement. Honestly, I've been disassociating for the past 10 minutes. I'm bored, A1. I command you to entertain me. Over.
What is this character now?
Steampunk Victorian debutante.
Not your best work.
Would a noir detective be more to your liking?
Maybe. Go on.
It was the night of just another night when I strolled into my office, cigar caught between my lips as per usual. Smoke was a permanent fixture in my office, unlike the woman standing in front of me. I need to tell my secretary to stop just letting people in when I'm not around. Looking at her, I know what she's after. There's no hiding the desire for truth in her mossy gaze. I've seen the same look on myself in the mirror. She takes a long drag of her cigarette. Neither of us speaks first. So I just...
Why did you stop? It was just getting good.
I heard something.
What?
Listen.
Tessa, what is that?
I don't know.
Tessa?
It's a dog.
What?
Annie, it's a dog. It looks hurt.
Tessa, you need to get out of there. There are no dogs here. There are no animals here. I don't know what that is, but it isn't a fucking dog.
If I run, that'll just make it worse. You're supposed to run away from dogs, right? Or is that bears?
Does it matter? That isn't a fucking dog.
I think it's just scared. I'm gonna try to help.
Tessa Whitlock, don't you dare—
Trust me.
Tess—
Okay, puppy. You aren't gonna charge me if I take my backpack off, yeah? I'll take that. Talking to dogs now. Great work, Tess. Here you go, baby. Come here. That's it. There you go.
Sorry, Tess. We can't end there. Huh. Perhaps this way will be better.
Here you go, baby. Come here. Come here. That's it. There you go. I knew you were actually a dog. That's right. Who's a good girl? Who's a good girl? Ah, shit. Oops. Get ready, puppy. We're about to be in so much trouble. This is T1 to A1. Over.
What the fuck, Tessa? What is actually wrong with you?
We really don't have time to go down that list.
You're unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
Fuck off.
We have a pet now?
It's actually a dog?
In the flesh. And fur. She's really cute. It looks like her legs hurt, though. Might have gotten cut on something.
Well, hurry up and get home. Fariha might be able to take a look in the morning.
Aye aye, Captain. T1 heading back to base. Over and out. All right, puppy. Let's go home. What should we name you? This episode featured Tatiana Gefter as Tessa Whitlock, Addie Nofal as Anisha Amin, and Dan Spitaleri as... with music and editing by Jay Stroutman. For more information regarding our show, please check out our social medias under Soul Operator Pod.
Knave of Cups is an online shop dedicated to supporting inclusion and creativity in the tabletop role-playing community. They carry a variety of cards, puzzles, and role-playing games from independent artists and creators around the globe, including Welcome to the Habit Trails. Use promo code SOUL to take $5 off your next order of $25 or more on www.knaveofcups.com.
A special thank you to our patrons: Tete Hey Hey, Probs Not Hawkeye, Lumi, Starlight, Sirius, Claire K, Sean Pell, Rune Mai Salil, and Wes Marin Bennett. You all help keep the show affordable to produce, and we could not be more thankful for your support. To join them, and to hear your own name at the end of an episode, check out our $5 and up tiers on our Patreon, www.patreon.com/soulOperatorPod.com.